Nice to catch up with Andre Ward again. Since the last time we talked to him, he has added some championships. He's the WBA Super, WBC, and the Ring Super Middleweight Champion. And he had been participating in the Super 6 World Boxing Classic. And in his last fight on December the 17th, he defeated Carl Froch of the UK by a unanimous decision. And so he picked up those championships. Andre, participating in that classic, in that tournament, what was that like? Because that's a little bit different from being set up to fight this fighter, and this fighter. What was that? What were the dynamics of that like for you?
It was very different. It took some getting used to. You're absolutely right. That type of tournament setting, a round-robin type of event that I was in, where you have six fighters, it's a double elimination, and start to finish, it can go anywhere from, 18 months to over 2 years, which, the tournament ended up going. So it was definitely, something unique. It was just something totally different, out-of-the-box type of thinking from everybody that was involved who put this on. And, we just looked at it, my team and I, we looked at it like, hey, we're going to take it one fight at a time. We're going to take our time through this. We're not going to get caught up in the whole tournament type of, hoopla. We're just going to stay focused and take one fight at a time. And, hey, we looked up and we're in the finals, and we got our hand raised 3 weeks ago, and I'm the Super 6 champion of the world.
When you stepped into the ring for that fight, what people had been saying, that you don't have the power of the punch and that sort of thing. And you've always been very good about doing away with that type of garbage. Tell me about your mindset when you stepped in for that championship.
Well, it seems to be one thing or another. When I first turned professional, a lot of people said, hey, he was a great amateur, but let's see what he can do as a pro. I had a couple fights. They said, hey, he's got an amateur style. Then, from there, they started to say, I got knocked down somewhere early in my career, and they started to say that I couldn't take a punch. And, it just kind of went on and on, and now it's, I wasn't tough enough, and I can't punch. So, I use that as fuel, man. I'm a competitor. I've always been a competitor. That's the way I'm wired. And when I hear things like that, I try not to get offended by it. I just use it as fuel. That's what gets you up early in the morning. That's what keeps you late at night working on your craft. And it takes you into a fight with the type of mindset that I won't be denied. So that's the mindset that I had coming into my fight December 17th with Carl Froch.
When you were in the studio, after you were with us, I got a lot of emails and a lot of comments from listeners, not only across the country, but around the world. And the one thing that was a common theme in their responses to you was how articulate and insightful you are. And I think there's a correlation between your articulateness and your ability to kind of break down a fight and to participate in that fight in a way that is also very articulate. Am I correct in that observation of you?
Again, you're absolutely right, and that's the way I'm wired. I've always, kind of been an out-of-the-box thinker. For a fighter, a lot of people, whether it's a promoter, whether it's, some fans, whether it's even some media, they expect you to just worry about the fighting. They expect you to be some brute type of individual who is not a thinker, and it's all about the physicality of the game. And, I've gone against the grain. In terms of the business aspect of the game, I ask questions. I do my research. I do my homework. And, I understand and I'm learning a lot about the business side of it, and that's unheard of. But that mindset, again, it goes into the fights where, I just won't accept one way of fighting. Okay, you're going to bring this to the table, and I'm going to bring this. I want to have, I want to be able to adjust. I want to be able to, not only be, the most physical or to be, one of the hardest punchers, but also want to be one of the best thinkers. And I think that people fear a guy that can think and that can adjust who's really smart in the ring. And, sometimes that's looked at like you're not tough or you're not physical because you are a thinker. But when guys get in there, they see it's something totally different. And that's kind of like the Floyd Mayweather effect. Same deal with him. They talk about him before the fight. They get in there and realize that, man, this guy's a master chess player, and that's what I want to become.
Yeah, the thing that also impressed me, and I'm going to use this word, and you're probably going to smile when I say it, is you're very adaptable. And I don't think a lot of people understand when it comes to sports. It's a little bit about like a football team that goes in at halftime, makes adjustments. I think one of your great strengths is I've watched you fight, and I remember a couple of fights that I watched, and I kind of smiled to myself, Andre. After you were in the studio, I thought about how you really adapt on the fly. Tell me about what you look for that allows you during the course of a fight to make adjustments.
Well, I think you gotta we gotta back up a little bit and realize, you know, how I've cultivated this type of mindset, and I think it started by Verge, my coach, putting me in the ring with guys that were more experienced, guys that were a little bit bigger than me, and you know, obviously he was a very wise coach, so he never let me take, you know, punishment or anything like that. But you know, there'd be times where I'd come back to the corner in a sparring session and say, "Man, he's doing this to me. Well, man, he's hitting me with a right hand," and he'd look at me and say, "Figure it out." And that right there caused me to step my game up and make adjustments on the fly. So I began to cultivate this many, many years ago, and now it's showing up when I needed the most in these big fights.
Another thing, you're talking about your trainer, your godfather, Virgil Hunter, and I'm going to, again, make a guess on this, but I assume that he listens to you, that he knows your personality and how you're wired well enough that some trainers would just tell the boxer what to do. He listens to what you say, and then he adapts along the way to make sure it blends together. Am I correct?
For the most part. I'd say I don't think he listens to me as much as I'd like him to. But and sometimes we bump heads in training camp because, hey, you know, when you're getting ready for a big fight, you know, it's a lot of emotions, a lot of pressure involved, and, you know, but it's natural. You know, we bump heads sometimes, but nothing out of the norm. And, you know, I think, you know, you're right, though. You know, he does respect my mind, and he does trust me, and I trust him, you know, just the same. And I think that also gives us a tremendous advantage over the competition because I've been with my coach from day one. I haven't switched trainers. He's been my number one guy. And, you know, we don't even have to really do a lot of talking because he knows what I'm feeling. I know what he's feeling. And, you know, we joke with each other leading up to a fight about who's more nervous. And, you know, he never wants to admit he's nervous. You know, he always, because he has ice in his veins. And, you know, I beg to differ. But at the end of the day, you know, we're more than, you know, fighter and trainer. We're like father and son. And that comfortability, you know, allows me to go into a big, you know, big fight situation, a lot of tension, a lot of pressure at ease.
Now that you're WBA, WBC, and the ring super middleweight champion, planning the future, planning what steps to take next, take me through your thought process about where you are and where you want to be in another year, another 3 years.
Well, I want to be, you know, a lot more accomplished and, you know, a lot higher off in the sport and more recognized than I am now. And, you know, it's easy to get comfortable coming off of a big fight like this, but, you know, the reality is things are just getting started. You know, you have even more of a bigger bullseye on your back. And I got multiple belts, and there's guys that want those belts, and that's just the reality of the situation. So I've got to stay focused. I've got to stay hungry. And it, you know, I'm really pleased with myself because I am. You know, I'm enjoying this victory. I'm relishing the victory. I got the belts in my room just looking at them every night. But at the same time, I'm I got one eye on the future, and my mind is just thinking about what's next. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to taking on the best in the division. I've come off of 2 years of fighting the best in my division, and I think the future is bright. I can't tell you exactly what it holds, but you know, at the end of the day, I just want to keep getting my hand raised. And the thing about the sport of boxing is, you know, victories quell a lot of problems in the sport. So if you keep winning, you know, things are gonna you know, continue to grow and look better for you. So that's what I want to do.
You mentioned about the fact that it's an entertainment business, that it's a business, and we know that it's an entertainment business. Do you have to be careful that people don't try to make Andre Ward somebody that he is not as far as his fighting style? Because, you know, I mentioned a little bit earlier how people will criticize the fact of your punching power or lack thereof, and they'll say, hey, we want you to fight so you can create some excitement with the fans. And do you have to be careful about that, Andre?
Well, it's tough because, you know, I'm a fan of the sport of boxing. So, you know, yes, I'm a fighter. This is my job. This is what I do. But I'm also a fan. So I understand that aspect of it. But I also enjoy and respect and look up to the masters in the sport. And I think a lot of you know, the clamor from some fans about wanting knockouts and wanting, you know, just kind of a blood and guts type of affair, some of that has to do with the MMA era. And what people have to understand is boxing is an art. You're going to get knocked out. You're going to have blood. You're going to have guts sometimes. But it's not every single fight. And I think I've been in exciting fights. But, you know, it's tough sometimes when, you know, it looks like a fight is easy for one fighter, or maybe it's a one-sided fight. People think you're not challenged or you're not giving it your all. And that's not the case. I think if you look at the guys that I've fought over the last 2 years, they were the best in the division. And But that being said, I have a lot still to learn, a lot still to grow, and I know the best is yet to come. That's what I can assure the fans of, is that I'm going to continue to fight and continue to be entertaining and continue to try to put on dominant performances. But I'm still a baby. You know, I'm not at the end. I'm hopefully just at the beginning. And, you know, just stay tuned because, again, the best is yet to come.
Andre, I want to thank you for your time. I've always enjoyed our conversations. You're one of the most articulate, insightful, and interesting athletes that I've ever known in my career, and you've always been very gracious and honest about talking about the things that you feel very enthusiastic about. It. Thank you, my friend. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, Andre.
Anytime, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Andre Ward with us again, the WBA Super, WBC in the Ring Super Middleweight Champion. And he has a record of 25 wins, no losses, and 13 KOs. We continue on Sports Byline.